This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So we're holding it for Rodas Anik B'Zeb Shabbos, I think. Yeah? It's the middle of Kol Yisrael. Yeah. Okay. So he says, he's speaking about how come we say it on Shabbos specifically. One of the nekudas that he's going to answer is why b'yuchad we made the mesakin say it on Shabbos. V'roilis anik b'zeh b'Shabbos. So first of all, it's an oineg that we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for us and so on. So Shabbos is certainly his man when it's a good thing to have that oineg. But he says there's more. Ki Shabbos ein sofik shomeira al madreges Yisrael. Shnosem yoy menuch shasachol umeis. So this, in the yichud of that zman, is something that is specific to Klai Yisrael. I think in a sense even more than other Yontovim. Because other Yontovim, the pshat is, Pesach is for Klai Yisrael. Pesach is our gula, Sukkot is the nisim. But Shabbos is about the Bria Seulam, so Be'etzim Shabbos is Shayach to Umas Seulam. Umas Seulam could have been keeping Shabbos. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miyachid. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miyachid to Klal Yisrael, despite the fact that Shayach to Umas Seulam. Ve'ukamay shana oimim betfilas yisach moishah v'lein esata gaya rotzois v'lein chalta lev de psulim. So in the Teifis of the Lashon Shemayin Esra, with Teifis 3 in Yanim, that Umasoylam are excluded. Zohar Gimel Dvar, Shalei Nosna Shabbos Gaya Rotzois, Lerle Psilim V'lel Arelim. So you have 3 different in Yanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavdilos. Ki HaShabbos Hu Kodesh Al Hashem Yisparach. So the first thing is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Shabbos is the day that Shayat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and b'meila anyone who's has some sort of deviation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Shayat to it. Now, what are the 3 things? Ukineged shivim ha'umais v'im goya rotzois Hashem Sov Hashem Yisbarach Letzad Yimin. So that's Goya Rotzes. 2. V'leinos HaShabbos L'oiv De Psilim Hashem Sov Hashem Yisbarach Letzad Smoil. Gam Kinein Roi Shabbos V'gam B'menuchas Yishka Reilim Hashem Sov Hashem Yisbarach Letzad Pchisusam V'shiflusam Ba'atz Hashem Reilim and Reilim HaShabbos. So he says like this. There are 3 in Yanim. The Shabbos is the end goal of all the Mahalchim. Because everything we're doing is for Shabbos. The Mahalchim that deviate from it deviate in 3 Ophanim. One is Yimin, one is small, and one is that he never gets there. Let's explain it. Let's understand it. What those in Yanim are, and so on. Any time the Yimin, the Tzad Yimin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mid of Chesed, but it includes in itself a Mokum Chisorin that when overdone, the person tends to get swamped in the chesed itself. So the mashal, if I give somebody a meal, that's great. If I overstuff him with the meal, so he forgets who's giving it to him, he becomes shakur on the chumriya shaboy, and that is doesn't allow him to get the further matara. For instance, let's say I have a meal that I want to discuss a certain business venture with you. So to do it over a meal is wonderful. If I overstuff you with the meal, you don't have the cheshek, you're just kind of tired, or you're just into the food, and that's that. Same thing with Shabbos. Those who deviate to the right are those who become too enmeshed in the chomer, and that's goy ha'arotzos. In other words, they are goy ha'arotzos. Their mohus revolves around things that are physical, tangible, physically pleasant, and so on. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you go in that direction, you'll never get to Shabbos, because Shabbos is a tiny ruchni. The second one is Oivdei Psilim. An Oivar Avodah Zarah is Be'etzem a Baal Avodah. He's sacrificing comforts and giving to Avodah Zarah. His deviation is mitzad de mahalchei avoda. Psilim avodah zaras are very self-demanding, and avodah zaras there's no in the yachas of people to avodah zaras. There's no musig of chesed and so on. Avraham Avinu, who came along and was the one to be mafkia from avodah zarah, his midah was a midah of chesed, and that midah seemed to have been instrumental in moving people away from avodah zarah, because on the tfisa of ever avodah zarah, as opposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that the avodah zarah is a mean, selfish entity, and it demands a price for everything, and that's that. That's the mahalach ruach of those type of people. Then the third one is, means, so just like if I have to drive and hit a target, so there are three ways in which I won't do it. One is if my steering has a rightward bias. In other words, instead of going straight, it drifts rightwards. If it does that sufficiently enough, it's going to miss the mark. If I have a leftward bias, we'll miss it also. And if I don't have the energy that it takes to get to the end point, I don't have the drive, or whatever it is, or I don't have the physical wherewithal, then it also doesn't work. So he says over here, keneged these three kitos of people, you have these three in yarem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give it to goy ha'aretz, and b'meila that includes any umas that are shakua in the gashmis. He didn't give it to the psulim. These are umas olim that are toya in avoda and who should be and so on. And then begamnas shoshelim means if the person's chois erech, he doesn't have a makom over there. He doesn't find himself a makom over there. So those are the three dargis of people in relationship to Shabbos. Now he goes back again to re-emphasize the point. Zeri Yaakov shenikru Yeshurun. Zeri Yaakov is called Yeshurun, the ones that are straight. Shenoite loyot zad yemin v'loyot zad smol shayach haShabbos. I guess if we can apply it in a mahalach, it would work like this. Imagine Klal Yisrael is called Yeshurun, which means that they do everything exactly it's supposed to be, and their mechuvin is for the right purpose, they target the right thing. Anybody else has a netiyah one way or another way. The Shabbos is shayach to the Shem Yeshurun, which is Yaakov, Klal Yisrael, as it's capable of going straight and directly to it, and b'meila, that's where it's shayach. This is Shaykh Bemis to Zer Yaakov, and Shabbos is Shaykh to Zer Yaakov Amiti. And that's why he says over here these chesroinus are go against that emes or that yeshura. It's also, I guess, if you can use a mashal a little bit, if somebody sends somebody to do something for him, so you would like to think that the person goes straight ahead and does it, but a lot of times the person gets off track, and the reason he's doing it for me is not 100% because I want it, but there's some other in Yadam involved that he feels that he likes, that he wants, he's attracted to. So it's already not l'shem shemayim. It already has other factors to it. If I'm doing it kula l'shem, then it's kula yasher. You know, any negi of yourself would be sort of like bending the rays, let's call them, in your direction. Okay, he says, since Yeshurun is not noitel yamin v'smoil, so this is the Nachas Yaakov Aviv, that's Yeshurun, that's called the Nachla b'li Mitzarim. Let's go back to the original Mashal. If a person's activities towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the Shem Shemayim 100%, so now the person is focused on that, and it goes there. So the direction it goes in is be'emes as infinite as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because if I send something along to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only kavana and the only mahalach is to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's there. If I have a little bit of some other interest in it, a little bit of self-interest, then I'm sort of, looks like I'm beholding a magnet, it's pulling it a little bit my direction. And b'meila, it's crippled. The Klal Yisrael's Yeshurun is an absolute must for Shabbos. Shabbos is the end goal of the Bria. And the end goal of the Bria is only realized if you go through the exact midpoint all the way along. And on the other hand, there are nesionos about it because of it. So Yaakov's nachla is b'li mitzarim. The only thing that could be b'li mitzarim is if I'm doing everything straightforward l'shem shemayim without anything personal. Let's give a mashal in a little bit of a different area, but similar. If let's say I'm learning Torah, and I'm doing it because of a specific matara, I want to say a shiur in a specific place or whatever it is, my learning will be as much as the shiur, and as long as I'm saying a shiur, as much I need for the shiur, and so on. That's one mahalach. When I'm saying something that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, when I'm learning because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, then the gevul is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As infinite as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that's how many different refinim I'll pick up. But if I'm doing it with something specific in mind, it's going to be limited. Nachl B'li Mitzarim is only shayach if you hit onto the lishma straightforward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's endless. So as you learn, you become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you get more involved, but there's no end to it. So that's why we have these three things, because it's telling us what are the miles of Yisrael and why only they roy for Shabbos. Sheimor amaso gamken ubefrat b'mincha b'Shabbos. Sheheim zman shezman mincha al Shabbos shal Shabbos moir al amadrei hesayyina. Vim ki ein kan mekoymoi. Mikomokoy mishvul shenog loymer al dvarim sheimishas kol yisoy shechelkam haba. Vaperik atzmoi. Umishir magdach hanu chulu kdei sheidu Yisrael madigosno yoyna. Af him begolus. Yesh lefarish zeh. Yesh lefarish dava zeh lov minaga zeh lo menoka. So he says, once I started talking about kol yisoy yishem chelik and so on, then I'm going to explain why it is that we say it before, why we're not to say this speak before, even though he says it's something that goes beyond what I was planning to do and so on. So he says like this. Hine shloish shalosh shvos tiknas against the little b'Shabbos. You know what, we'll hold it here. It's a new nekuda. It's a quite an extensive nekuda about the different elements of Shabbos. Any questions, anything? Yeah.